Quebec Finance Minister Éric Girard tabled a $164 billion budget earlier today. With the document, the governing Coalition Avenir Québec is focusing on support for industries vulnerable to the Trump tariffs. They are not raising taxes, and the deficit is projected at a record $13.6 billion. The province says they are trying to lower spending increases in health and education by finding efficiencies and making cuts, leaving advocates in those sectors disappointed. To unpack the numbers, we're joined by Guillaume Tremblay-Boilly. He's a researcher at the Montreal-based Institut de Recherche et d'Information Socio-Économique and spent the day studying the budget document for us. Guillaume, thanks so much for coming on CKUT.
Thank you.
You know, we just heard Éric Girard presenting the budget to the National Assembly. And obviously the big headline is another record deficit this year. And the government says they aren't increasing taxes to make up for it, but are finding ways to make cuts. You know, when we look at this budget, what are some of the big trends that you're seeing?
Well, one of the things we have to mention is that this deficit needs to be put into perspective. First and foremost, we have to know that when you take the deficit and you compare it to the size of Quebec's economy in terms of GDP, it's actually pretty low when you compare it to deficits that were that the Quebec government had in the 80s or 90s, for example. And if you look at Quebec's debt, it's actually pretty low when you consider it, when you compare it to the size of Quebec's economy. Right now, even with including this year's deficit, it's going to be the debt is going to be 40% of the GDP, whereas a country like Germany, for example, is at 46%, and France is at 104%, and other countries are even higher than that. So even though the headline is all about the deficit, Quebec's financial situation is actually pretty good.
Yeah. And, you know, in the weeks leading up to the budget, we heard calls for more investment, right, from municipalities, public sector unions, the community sector more broadly. I heard something similar from Roberta Bamba, who's the executive officer of the FIC, the Fédération Interprofessionnelle de la Santé du Québec, which is the largest nursing union in the province. I'll just play a short clip of, you know, one of the things that he was calling for earlier today.
The system needs an average of 6% investment per year. Anything below that is you're not meeting the current needs of the increases, whether it's in terms of equipment, infrastructure, medications, salaries, personnel. So we need a 6%, which is a minimum.
How does this budget respond to those demands?
Well, not very well, because in fact, even though there are some increases in spending in different sectors such as health and education, these increases are not sufficient to cover the expanding costs of these sectors when you factor in elements such as inflation or the recent salary increases that the public sector workers got in their recent negotiations. So right now, the increases in spending that are included in this budget are not sufficient to cover the actual system costs. So what it means is that there will be a reduction in the services offered to the population. So in fact, even though there's a large deficit, it's still an austerity budget.
Other community calls that we've heard were around housing. I'm just going to play a short clip from the Frappru. Carl Lafreniere is working with the social housing group based in Quebec. Here's what he had to say.
We need to double the number of social housing in Quebec, and we need a lot of investment to make sure that we address the housing crisis right now and in the future.
So, you know, in terms of housing, is there anything in the budget that Quebecers who are worried about the issue can look to and feel a little bit optimistic about?
No, unfortunately, there's no new money for social housing in this budget. So it really feels like the government doesn't understand the magnitude of the housing crisis that people are going through right now.
Okay, so then what is their money for, I guess, is my question. Where is the government directing the spending? If we have such a big deficit and, you know, everyone is saying $13.6 billion, this is a record in the province, you know, where is the government's priority?
Well, a lot of money is going to businesses for things such as innovation or competitivity. So this really reflects the mindset of the government and this budget. The focus is on supporting businesses and not on supporting the population. And in fact, there would have been means to reduce the deficit and reinvest in public services. For example, it would have been possible to create a new tax on rich people's fortunes, which, according to our calculations, would have allowed us to increase the Quebec government's revenues by almost $6 billion. We could have also raised the contribution of businesses to the Fund for Health Services. This contribution has basically stagnated in the last decade, and if it had been increased, it could have provided an additional $5 billion as well.
I mean, I guess the elephant in the room here is that we are under threat of these U.S. tariffs, right? The Trump tariffs. And mm-hmm. we don't know exactly what they'll consist of because things are changing day to day. We don't know how long they'll last. But that was given as the justification for putting in these kinds of supports for businesses and innovation and you know, just industries that are most vulnerable to their effects. What do you think of that approach? How should the government be facing these tariffs head on?
Well, it makes sense in the face of the ongoing crisis to support businesses, but the way that the government is doing it reveals a very narrow view of the economy. So what they're doing right now is that they're giving loans and subsidies to companies that are exporters and that will be directly affected by the tariffs. But we know that the whole economy will bear the cost of these tariffs. If it affects some sectors of the economy, it will also affect several other sectors. So the right thing to do would have been to have a more global approach based on supporting public services, which are actually even more necessary in times of crisis. And also, it would have been a great occasion to put forward a plan to face the ecological crisis, which will be even bigger than the actual trade war that is going on.
So then, looking ahead, you know, you've said basically that we're facing a number of threats and not supporting the most vulnerable through the kind of budget increases that people in those sectors would like to see. What do you think is going to happen if this kind of trend continues?
I think there's a good chance that the government will have to revise its predictions and change its budget. Right now, the whole budget is based on a relatively optimistic scenario. It's based on the idea that growth will continue over the next year, whereas a lot of experts say that we're going to go through a recession. So if so, the government will have to change its approach.
All right. Thank you so much, Guillaume Tremblay-Boilly, for joining us on CKUT.
Thank you very much.
And that was Guillaume Tremblay-Boilly. He's a researcher at the Montreal-based Institut de Recherche et d'Information Socio-Économique. I'm your host and local journalist at the station, Jules Bugel.